Trump suggests he wouldn't back UK if Argentina invaded Falkland Islands. Trump appeared to hit out at the UK again for failing to help with his war in Iran. Donald Trump has suggested he would not back Britain if Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands as the row over its sovereignty deepens. Asked if he would come to the aid of the UK in the event of another invasion, Mr. Trump appeared to hit out again at what he sees as a failure to support his war in Iran. He told GB News, "Your country was not there to help me." His comments come after he suggested on Monday that he was reviewing the United States' position on British sovereignty over the archipelago. The next day, Argentina's president, a close ally of Mr. Trump, issued a fresh warning to the UK over the islands, saying his country would defend its interests with tooth and nail, no matter who it bothers. Javier Milei said he would make a national announcement on Thursday night, adding the islands were sacred and his country's national sovereignty had been violated. No10 insists the UK's position on the Falklands is long-standing and unwavering. Falkland Islanders voted overwhelmingly to remain a British overseas territory in a 2013 referendum, with 99.8% voting in favor and just 3 votes against. Asked in an interview with GB News today whether he would support the UK in the event of another invasion, Mr. Trump said he clearly remembered the 1982 war. "I was there when they had the first war. That was a long time ago. You comported yourself very well, took it back very shortly. But it is a long way away," he said. "So, your country, s not doing well. Don't forget you get a big percentage of your oil from the Strait of Hormuz, and you weren't there to help me. Your country was not there to help me." The UK initially refused to take part in the US-Israeli offensive against Iran when Sir Keir Starmer was prime minister. Sir Keir later agreed to support defensive strikes against targets such as missile launchers, but did not back Mr. Trump's call to send the Navy to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In response, Mr. Trump repeatedly hit out at Sir Keir, branding him at one point, "No Churchill." In a statement on X, formerly Twitter, on Wednesday, Argentina's president wrote, "We announce a national broadcast for Thursday at 9:00 p.m. on a sacred topic for Argentinians, a historic claim of the Argentine people that to this day continues to see its national sovereignty violated." He added, "What more important and strategic cause for the vital interests of the nation could there be more important than the Malvinas cause? We will continue defending the interests of the Argentine nation with tooth and nail, no matter who it bothers. Long live freedom, damn it." The issue hit the headlines this summer when Argentina's football team controversially waved a banner in support of their country's claim to the islands while celebrating their World Cup win against England. Players held a banner after the semi-final match that read "Las Malvinas son Argentinas," which translates as "The Falklands are Argentine." Join our commenting forum. Join thought-provoking conversations, follow other independent readers, and see their replies. Comments. Bookmark popover. Removed from bookmarks.